Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. At least Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are having a good week. I guess that's about all I can say about it. Welcome back, everybody. And a big hearty welcome to Heidi Scherholz, the president of the Economic Policy Institute, which is a nonprofit, nonpartisan think tank that uses independent research on economic trends and the impact of economic policies to help advance reforms that lift up the middle class, the engine of the U.S. economy. Heidi, we've got Vice President J.D. Vance in La Crosse, Wisconsin today. He's basically on a PR tour for the big brutal bill, trying to convince everybody with platitudes that say very little and deal not a whit with facts and circumstances as they actually are here on Earth One. This was one of his many stops earlier. He's been in Georgia and Pennsylvania and Ohio. Big surprise, the swing states. He also made a similar visit to a steel mill in South Carolina in May, calling the big brutal bill the beginning of a, quote, industrial renaissance and the golden age of manufacturing. People voted for Donald Trump because I think some of them genuinely believed it would bring back that period of time from the 60s, 70s, and 80s where we had incredibly robust large-scale manufacturing that provided jobs, that paid a salary, where it would support an entire family. We don't largely have that in many respects anymore. Here's another quote from what Mr. Vance said this afternoon. This, again, in reference to the big brutal bill. It will let you keep more money in your pocket. It makes it easy for you to take home more of your hard-earned pay, and it makes it easier if you're an American manufacturer, an American business, to build your facility or expand it. Is any of this true? What's actually going on here?
Yeah, it is so not true. So this bill, like the key things that it does, is it absolutely guts Medicaid. 15 million people will lose their health insurance. It absolutely slashes food aid for vulnerable families. Tens of millions will get less help buying their groceries or lose help altogether. And it does all that just to give tax breaks that will go overwhelmingly to the rich. So when he's saying you're going to have more money left over to spend because you will pay less in taxes, he's meaning the billionaires are the ones who are going to have more money. So just to give you a sense of what that is, the tax breaks for all but the wealthy are paltry. So families making around $50,000 or less will, on average, pay about $300 less in taxes per year as a result of the big brutal bill. Those who earn around $3 million or more will, on average, get a windfall of more than $100,000 per year as a result of this bill. It's just outrageous. It is so unbelievably tilted towards the super rich. And then the other thing, the tax breaks for the rich are so huge that even after gutting aid for the most vulnerable, the bill still adds $4 trillion to the national debt. It's just like, to give you an idea of the scope of that, that's enough money to give every adult and child in the US a $12,000 check. Like, imagine if every family of five got a $60,000 check. We could absolutely do that instead of the massive tax cuts that they're giving to the very rich. It's just outrageous.
I want to be sure people know who we're talking about when we're talking about the ultra wealthy. Again, I've gone to great lengths on this program because there are a lot of folks, especially in the state of Wisconsin, work really hard, save, budget, put a nest egg together for their retirement, maybe help their kids go to college, pay for that, maybe even want to help their kids buy their first homes. We're not talking about folks, if you're out there listening to us, that you might feel well-to-do. You can take vacations. Maybe you don't have to manage every penny. We're not talking about you. The ultra wealthy that Heidi and I are talking about, who will reap by far in scales the benefit of the big brutal bill, or the ultra, ultra wealthy. We're talking about people with 50 mil or more in the bank, folks that make millions a year, and most of all, the people that own the companies that we all work for. That's who we're talking about.
Yep. Yep. That's right. That's totally right. And then the other thing that I think is worth pointing out in the big, brutal bill is the massive deportation, the massive funding of ICE that's in there. It makes ICE so that it is three times as big as the FBI. It is bigger than the entire armies of most countries on this globe with the additional funding that was in the big bill. It funds internment camps. It funds mass surveillance. It funds, obviously, mass deportation things. It is just, it is an absolute page out of an autocratic playbook. Like, it is.
And Heidi, here we can say, I don't think progressives or folks that are concerned about these issues, that there's any dispute that if someone is a violent criminal and is here illegally, nobody's saying that person should stay. Nope, they should be deported, right? Like, there's not argument about that. And there's not argument about wanting safe streets. Or even at the most baseline, to say that someone who is able-bodied, who is not caring for someone else on a full-time basis, should be working in order to receive some of these benefits. Those things have already happened. What we're talking about in this brutal bill is the fact that those have been used as fig leaves to distract you from a giveaway, the putting of the government's hand into your pocket, stealing from working people to give to folks that don't need a whit of your hard-earned money and effort. Heidi, exactly. Thank you so much for coming today. So much news to cover. We'll have you back again soon. Folks, you're going to want to stay tuned. Up next, Aurelia Glass of the Center for American Progress Action Fund talking workers' rights in advance of Labor Day. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.